We're now joined by women's team manager James Mulverhill. Congratulations through to the plate final.
We are.
Looks like we'll be taking on Darwin, I think, in that final. What did you make of that performance there? It was pretty ruthless and double figures.
I know, mate. It's do you know what? Yeah, it was a good performance. Like we were clinical again. There was a few moments there we tried to force it a few times, but it sounds bad because obviously you got one and you don't want to demoralise another team from a lower division. But at the same time, we've got a massive game next week, so we want to kind of get a bit of a good workout in terms of how we want to play. So I was a bit hard on some of the girls. Like we set targets today of we wanted 5 goals in each half, and we wanted to go for 70% of shot accuracy on target. I've not checked the percentages, but we got the goals targets, which was positive. And there's some players coming in still getting minutes. Eve Kennelly getting a goal there as well, which is positive.
Yeah.
She was on loan at this club a good few games ago, so for her to come back, it shows the progression as she was playing for them, and now she's been involved in got 90 minutes in a game where we've beat them convincingly. She got a goal as well, which is a decent goal.
I mean, heading into this game, we were expected to be playing Tranmere Rovers, and I don't think Wivenshaw were anywhere close to expecting a game like this afternoon, so fair play to them for stepping up.
I got the call on Friday, so I rang the chairman at Wivenshaw straight away and just said, mate, it looks like it's you. And he said, yeah, let's go for it. So it's a great club, great chairman there, Carl, and everything they're trying to do, the manager Adam's trying to do positive things. And yeah, I've been struck with some injuries and stuff, and we've got to be professional, we've got to do our job, and fair play for him to coming over and keeping the game. Like they could have made it a bit dirty and that, and it would have, I wouldn't have liked it like that. It would have been disappointing. So the best thing there is we've got no injuries and we've come out double figures 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, and I mean, we've given player of the match to Kate O'Gara. To begin with, she was a lot more...
Mate, it's like Perlo today. Like prime Perlo.
Well, the thing is that she was playing... I thought you had her playing up front at one point in the first half, and she's there popping up 40 seconds in
She's playing as a 10 today, so fair play to her. She absolutely smashed it today. Like, she's one of the better players on the pitch today.
And Ashe's with and Libby Dixon both scoring back-to-back hat-tricks for themselves. I mean, that's that bodes well.
I know, yeah. Ash got perfect hat-trick, left foot, right foot, header as well, which is... That's always positive. But I'm buzzing for her to come back in and get 2 hat-tricks in a row. It's spot on. And do you know what? She took them well as well. Like I think it was the second goal. She took first touch, like, straight across to the back post. Proper striker's finish. Like, she's an old-school, like, throwback striker, Ashe's. And quality from her today.
Well, congratulations on progressing through to the final. That's a nice thing to have at the end of the season. We know we've got something to look forward to at the end of the season. Before that, we've got... the small matter of the league and this massive game. No one's building it up here on FC Radio, but it's huge.
No one's hyping it up at all.
You can see it from space. It's massive. FC United taking on Salford next week. I mean, what's your thoughts?
I think it's not to try and sell it even further. That it's probably the biggest tie in women's football in the Northwest. Like at this local, like Northwest Counties level, like this is the one. This is the big one. It's a league decider. Listen, if we beat them, we're as good. The league's as good as one. That's how I'm seeing it. Mathematically, Paul might be able to tell me different, but it's a big... They can't win the league, Salford, then, and that's a big sting in their side. For us, then, I think, will we be in the position to need one point?
We can... if we win next week...
I think it's just Chiddle with their games in hand.
It can be sorted at Fleetwood away. Yeah.
But that's the big one. Listen, it's the big one. But we're also, like we've done all season, we're not putting too much pressure on any game. Like we've got 4 games left. Like that's how we're looking at it. We need these many points. We've got 4 games left. The goal difference is... I say it to the girls now, and they're starting to believe it, is that we create so much. Even games where we've not scored that many, we've created like 25, 30 chances. And it's like, I think one of the main targets for us today we talked about is about us being unselfish. Like, final third needs to be unselfish. And we did it. You've shown it last week, and we've shown it today, like coming towards the end of the game. We're cutting balls back still. We're not trying to like just score screamers like you see. I think even last year we'd be trying to score screamers like in the last minute, whereas now it's like, no, go wide. Let's play it. We know how to score goals, so let's just do it.
James, big congratulations for making it through to the plate final. We look forward to that one at Ellesmere Port on May 7th. Big good luck in training this week, and we'll catch up again on Sunday.
Here we go again.